Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. burrow.com/ACAST.
Patients less likely to die if treated by a female doctor, says study. First word. Being now in my advanced senior years, I am surely still kicking because of the wonders of modern medicine and probably also because of a fortunate and hardy genetic inheritance. I was hesitant, at first, to share with readers my curious discovery, that a research study has provisionally discovered that patients treated by female doctors or physicians are less likely to die. I was afraid to do an injustice to male medical doctors while giving a thumbs up to their female counterparts, particularly because my own consulting MDs are of both genders. Publishing could tilt the choices and preferences of people in their health situations and affect the economics of medicine and healthcare in our country. On balance, however, I concluded it is better to publish the information than slink away. Our main task and objective as journalists is to impart information and answer questions like who did what to whom, when and where, and why and how. In what follows, I am letting my information source, Nicky Harley, of the National Health website London, do the talking. He wrote on April 23, 2024 the following report. Patients treated by female doctors have a reduced risk of dying, with female patients benefiting more than their male counterparts, new research has found. The mortality rate for female patients was 8.15% when treated by female physicians compared to 8.38% when a male counterpart was involved. While the difference for male patients was smaller, female doctors had a 10.15% mortality rate compared with male medics' 10.23% rate. The study published Tuesday in the peer-reviewed journal Annals of Internal Medicine found the same pattern for hospital readmission rates. Dr. Yusuke Tsugawa, associate professor in residence of medicine at the David Geffen School of Medicine at the University of California, Los Angeles, and the study's senior author, said the findings are important and could help improve care for future patients. Patient outcomes should not differ between male and female physicians if they practice medicine the same way, he said. What our findings indicate is that female and male physicians practice medicine differently, and these differences have a meaningful impact on patients' health outcomes. Further research on the underlying mechanisms linking physician gender with patient outcomes, and why the benefit of receiving the treatment from female physicians is larger for female patients, has the potential to improve patient outcomes across the board. The researchers examined insurance body Medicare's claims data from 2016 to 2019 for 458,100 female and about 319,800 male patients. Of those, 142,500 and 97,500, or about 31% for both, were treated by female doctors. The primary outcomes were 30-day mortality from the date of hospital admission and 30-day readmission from the date of discharge. The researchers said there could be several factors driving the differences. Why the difference? Previous research has found that male doctors might underestimate the severity of their female patients' illnesses, from pain levels to gastrointestinal and cardiovascular symptoms and stroke risk, which could lead to delayed or incomplete care. It says female doctors may communicate better with their female patients, making it likelier that these patients provide important information, leading to better diagnoses and treatment. Female patients may be more comfortable with receiving sensitive examinations and engaging in detailed conversations with female physicians. Another study found that female doctors are more empathetic, which could help reduce their patients' pain and anxiety. It found that patients of empathetic doctors are more likely to take their medication as prescribed. Dr. Tsugawa says more research is needed into how and why male and female physicians practice medicine differently and its effect on patient care. A better understanding of this topic could lead to the development of interventions that effectively improve patient care, he said. In addition, gender gaps in physician pay should be eliminated, he said. It is important to note that female physicians provide high-quality care, and therefore, having more female physicians benefits patients from a societal point of view, he said. The study supports similar findings published last year, which found that patients operated on by a female surgeon are less likely to die or experience complications than those whose surgery is performed by a male doctor. Surgery outcomes too. The research, a collaboration between surgeons from Canada and the US, which was published by the JAMA Surgery Journal, found female surgeons have lower rates of adverse postoperative outcomes, including death at 90 days and 1 year after surgery, compared with those treated by male surgeons. Its authors concluded that the findings further support differences in patient outcomes based on the sex of the physician that warrant deeper study regarding underlying causes and potential solutions. The paper, entitled Surgeon Sex and Long-Term Postoperative Outcomes Among Patients Undergoing Common Surgeries, examined whether there was an association between the gender of surgeons and patients' long-term outcomes. Another study from Sweden of 150,000 patients undergoing gallbladder surgery found that patients treated by female surgeons suffered fewer complications and experienced shorter hospital stays than those operated on by men. The research, which was also published in JAMA Surgery, found female surgeons operated more slowly than men and were less likely to switch from a keyhole technique to an open procedure. Professor Martin Almquist at Skåne University Hospital in Sweden wrote in an accompanying editorial, "The fact that female surgeons had operations with fewer complications but longer operation times suggests that the Navy SEAL mantra slow is smooth, and smooth is fast also applies to surgery. Significantly, the day of admission may also matter. According to a previous study of patients admitted to hospitals in England in 2013 and 2014, the day a patient is admitted is also significant to mortality risk. It showed those admitted at the weekend face a higher risk of death within 30 days, even when the severity of their illness is taken into account. Patients admitted on a Saturday and Sunday have a 10% and 15% higher risk of death than those admitted on a Wednesday." Women coined surfing the internet. Surfing the internet, the famous expression, was coined in the early 1990s. Surfing is a water sport, but in its first decades, the digital world thought outdoor activity could be an excellent way to address a common habit. Apparently, the expression surfing the internet was introduced by a librarian, and yes, riding waves was an inspiration for the iconic term. In March 1992, the internet was still a very primitive activity. Still, Jean Armour Polly, a master in library science, had already published an article called Surfing the Internet in the University of Minnesota Wilson Library Bulletin. Polly said she thought of many possible metaphors while looking for a title for her article. "I wanted something that expressed the fun I had using the internet, as well as hit on the skill, and yes, endurance necessary to use it well. I also needed something that would evoke a sense of randomness, chaos, and even danger. I wanted something fishy, net-like, nautical. At that time, I was using a mouse pad from the Apple Library in Cupertino, California, famous for inventing and appropriating pithy sayings and printing them on sportswear and mouse pads. For example, a month in the lab can save you an hour in the library. The one I had pictured a surfer on a big wave. Information surfer," it said. "Eureka," I said and had my metaphor. For absurd reasons, the 12,000 copies of the Wilson Library Bulletin were destroyed. Only a few issues were spared, so Jean decided to upload her article on Nizernet's FTP space. In 14 hours, her work had over 500 downloads. A few months later, in March 1993, unaware of Jean's article, Tom Mandel of the former Stanford Research Institute, SRI, wrote an executive overview of the internet called Surfing the Wild Internet. Meanwhile, Jean's article has been updated and distributed via Project Gutenberg. You can read the original text online at gutenberg.org. It features one of the first free internet guides, but like Jean Armour Polly once said, "I'll never get rich from surfing." In 2001, Jean Polly wrote the Internet Kids and Family Yellow Pages, a guide to safely searching the internet. Jean Polly is often credited with coining the expression surfing the internet. But according to Ron Mione, the architect of the marketing strategy for the IBM personal computer, the concept was originally published 5 months before her article. SurfNet, one of the first internet service providers, ISP, started publishing a comic book in October 1991 called The Adventures of Captain Internet and Surf Boy. The comic book depicted Captain Internet and her sidekick, who avidly surfed the internet. When the National Science Foundation, NSF, undertook to convert the military's ARPANET into something that all U.S. citizens, and the world, could use, they contracted with General Atomics in San Diego to expand the internet's infrastructure, Mione tells Surfer Today. In turn, General Atomics, GA, retained my firm, Systems Marketing Associates, to develop a business plan for broadening the internet. With several decades of experience in technology marketing, Mione originated the concept, the phrase, and the initial Intel Inside branding campaign that Intel has been using for more than 30 years. General Atomics provided the infrastructure for SurfNet. SurfNet was based in San Diego, a surfing mecca, founded by Susan Estrada, an Internet Hall of Fame pioneer. SURF, pronounced SURF, stands for the California Education and Research Federation. Interestingly, it is also a reference to Vinton Cerf, one of the fathers of the internet. Back in 1989, SurfNet was going to be called SurfNet, but a company in the Netherlands already had the name, so they couldn't use it, Vinton said. They called me to ask if I minded if they could use SERF for the California Educational Research Foundation. I wondered whether if they messed up, it could be embarrassing, but parents name their kids after people, so I thought, why not? Eventually, SERFnet was acquired by AT&T, and when Vinton asked if he could have his name back, they refused. Perhaps now I'm at Google, they'll say yes. Or maybe just quote me a big number, concluded SERF. So, Susan Estrada could more rightly be the woman who coined the phrase surfing the internet. The women should get the credit. Yenobserver@gmail.com.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. It streamlines your processes to make your business more efficient, which makes you less busy. Mail checks, invoices, legal documents, and everything you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart. Schedule package pickups and see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers. With rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates. And with the Stamps.com mobile app, you can take care of mailing and shipping wherever you are. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up with code PROGRAM for a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's Stamps.com. Code PROGRAM.